Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Ginulat ng pandemya ang maraming mga negosyo na kadalas ay maayos at masigla sa normal na pagkakataon. Ngunit dahil sa nakakagambalang kalikasan ng mga viral outbreak, ilang mga nabalisa na may-ari ng negosyo ay hangad na maalis ang kanilang pasanin. Ito nga ba ang tamang panahon para bumili ng negosyo? Ayon sa ilan, sa tamang diskarte at mga plano, maaaring makakuha ka ng bargain. Sa tampok na ulat ni Amit Chen Yuang na isinalin sa wikang Filipino.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Ang maliliit na mga negosyo o mga small businesses ay pangunahing lakas ng ekonomiya ng Australia. Bumubuo sa 35% ng gross domestic profit ng Australia at nag-eempleyo ng halos kalahati ng lakas paggawa ayon sa 2019 report ng Small Business and Family Enterprise Ombudsman. Ngunit ang banta ng community transmission ay nakaapekto sa mga negosyo at lalo na sa Victoria na labis na tinamaan. Si Peter Strong, ang CEO ng Small Business Advisory Advocacy Organization na COSBOA, at ayon sa kanya, sa kasamaang palad ang pandemya ay nakalikha ng isang merkado para sa mga naghahanap ng bargain. Gayunpaman, hinihikayat niya mga potential na buyer na pag-isipang mabuti ang gagawing desisyon.
First thing is to make sure that the business you're looking at purchasing is viable and that the figures you're getting from the business are rigidig. You go to an accountant and you ask them to cast an eye over the business figures and tell you whether they make sense or not.
Mungkahi ni Strong na suriin ang mga tala ng nakaraang quarter, lalo na kung ang mga accounts ay tila may patutunguhan sa pangkahalatan. Pinag-iingat din niya ang mga buyer na bigyan ng particular na pansin ang renta at ang kalidad ng landlord.
The landlord's one of the big landlords, then I'd be very, very careful about how they may treat you in a crisis.
Ang business broker at co-founder ng AllBees Business Sales Platform na si Matthew Holland, dumami ang bilang ng mga mas nakatatandang migrante na nagtatanong sa kanyang kumpanya tungkol sa mga oportunidad ng negosyo na bumubuo ng higit sa 1/3 ng kanyang mga kliyente.
A lot of our buyers are migrants that basically wouldn't even consider themselves going to traditional work. So that goes straight to buying a business. 6-8 months ago, that would have been just a food business or a franchise food business or any type of business. Very traditional, Westfield, shop, lease, do your 5 years and move on. But it's just not happening. They're looking for anything outside of that, but there's not a lot of transactions to actually gauge at the moment other than a lot of interest.
Kinikilala ang kahalagahan ng sektor ng maliliit na negosyo na nag-aambag ng halos 1/4 ng kabuuang economic activity ng pribadong sektor para sa Western Australia, nagsasagawa ng libreng online at libreng payo sa pamamagitan ng telepono ang Western Australia Small Business and Development Corporation para sa mga potensyal at kasalukuyang mga may-ari ng negosyo sa estado. Sinabi ng Business Advisory Services Manager na si Lisa Legena, karamihan ng mga nagtatanong ay mula sa mga migrante. Marami sa kanila ay nag-aalangan na gumawa ng madali ang desisyon dahil sa hindi mahulaang kalikasan ng COVID-19.
If they're over 50 years of age, they're looking at investing in a business as a way to see them through to retirement. Each state and territory across Australia at the moment is in various stages of government restrictions, and we still have the threat of there being further outbreaks in Australia in terms of community transmission.
Payo ni Legena na magsimula sa matinding pagsasaliksik upang matukoy kung may pangangailangan para sa particular na produkto o serbisyo sa pagkakataong ito na maaaring ibenta ng negosyo. Binanggit niya ang kakulangan sa kakayahang mag-market at mag-trade online bilang dahilan kung bakit nabibigo ang mga negosyo nitong panahon ng pandemya.
match whether they've got the ability to also sell or deliver services online, whether there is opportunity to grow the client base into other areas other than just your physical location. And that might be selling through online platforms like social media and things like that.
Naniniwala naman si Strong na may posibilidad na mga may-ari ng mga maliliit na negosyo ay maging labis na optimistic kapag bumibili ng negosyo. Gayunpaman, sa kasalukuyang sitwasyon, mahalaga na huwag hayaan na mangibabaw ang emosyon ng isang tao sa kanyang pagpapasya.
Look at what can happen in the future. Can I get customers back into the shop if you're outside Melbourne? What happens if there's another lockdown? Is this a business that can survive without customers for 2 months in a lockdown? Then you start making decisions.
Sang-ayon naman si Legena na ito ay isang pangkaraniwang pagkakamali na nangyayari sa mga excited na buyer.
It's really important to kind of consider all these things because you don't want to purchase a business and to find out shortly after that you have to close it down and then you've got no revenue coming in. But all of your business loans or any loans you might have taken out to get your business purchased will still be payable. So it's really important to think about the environment in which you're purchasing.
Ang Associate Professor ng Marketing sa University of New South Wales na si Nitika Garge ay isang consumer behavior expert. Naniniwala siya ng pagkapagod o fatigue ay nakakaapekto habang pagod na mga tao na manatili lamang sa bahay habang pinamamahalaan ang kanilang mga anak at pag-aaral. Ani Dr. Garge, marami pang mga oportunidad kung alam ng mga negosyante kung saan titingin kahit na sa panahon ng isang pandemya.
There is an opportunity for newer categories to emerge. So whether it is services such as home programs to help people stay active, yoga programs, meditation programs, or meals at home. At the beginning of the pandemic, everybody was cooking like mad, right? And people were creating the MasterChef quality food dishes. But now there might be a need for easy to prepare either meals or prepared meal delivery, so that might be something to think about.
Dahil hindi lahat ng mga negosyo na ipinagbibili sa panahon ng COVID-19 pandemic ay kinakailangang maging matagumpay. Hinihikayat ni Legena ang mga buyer na pag-isipang mabuti ang kanilang mga kasanayan, ang presyo na kanilang babayaran para sa isang negosyo, at kung marami bang maaakit sa lokasyon ng negosyo.
I have seen myself people purchase businesses and put their sort of life savings into this exciting venture only for it to fail. I've seen lots of people, for example, think that because they've gone and had a good experience at their local cafe and they enjoy the coffee down there, that running a cafe must sound very exciting. And so they invest quite a lot of money in purchasing a cafe only to find out that it involves a lot of skills, you know, people skills, a lot of time, commitment, and it's not quite the same as being a customer.
Kung kaya naniniwala si Holland na ang kawalan ng transition sa pagitan ng buyer at nagbebenta ay maaaring maglagay sa bagong may-ari sa hindi magandang sitwasyon.
And I've seen situations where buyers believe they know the business, they don't need the seller, they're happy for the seller to exit on the day of settlement. But I always encourage people to work out an arrangement where that might be a longer handover. And 2 weeks is fairly traditional, but there's nothing wrong with asking for 2 or 3 months. There's nothing wrong with asking for 6 months.
Mungkahi ni Dr. Garge na dapat na magkaroon ng pananaw ang negosyante ng higit at lampas sa krisis ng COVID-19.
Just take your time because this might seem like a good opportunity or a good threat, but make sure that your business plan has both a short-term and a long-term plan and goals. Because while you might be starting something in this context, you want to make sure that it survives beyond the context of the pandemic.
Para sa karagdagang impormasyon kung paano magsimula ng isang negosyo, tumawag sa the Australian Small Business and Family Enterprise Ombudsman Information Line sa 1-300-650-460 mula alas 8 ng umaga hanggang alas 8 ng gabi, Lunes hanggang Biyernes.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.